Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this morning we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 9, Dynasty Angsumang, text number 9. We're going to read text 12 together because there's a purport. Tateti ragya bihitam sarvaloka hitasiva dhara vahito gangang padaputa jalang hare. Translation: when King Bhagiratha approached Lord Shiva and requested him to sustain the forceful waves of the Ganges, Lord Shiva accepted the proposal by saying, "Let it be so." Then, with great attention, he sustained the Ganges on his head, for the water of the Ganges is purifying, having emanated from the toes of Lord Vishnu. Text 10. The great and saintly King Bhagiratha brought the Ganges, which can deliver all the fallen souls, to that place on earth where the bodies of his forefathers lay burnt to ashes. Text 11. Bhagiratha mounted a swift chariot and drove before Mother Ganges, who followed him, purifying many countries until they reached the ashes of Bhagiratha's forefathers, the sons of Sagara, who were thus sprinkled with water from the Ganges. Now today's verse. Yaj Njala Sparsa Matrena Brahmadanda Hata Api Sagaratmaja Divang Jagmu Kevalam Deha Basmavi Yajjala Sparsa Matrena Brahmadanta Hatha Hapi Sagarat Majhadivyam Jagmu Kevalam Deha Basmavi Yajjala Sparsa Matrena Brahmadanda Hatam Api Sagarat Hajadivyam Jagmu Kevalang Deha Basmavi Yajjala Sparsa Matrena Brahmadanda Hatha Api Sagarat Majhadivang Jugmu Kevalang Deha Basmati Mabi. Yajjala Sparsa Matrena Brahmadanda Hatati. Kevalam Deha Basmabi. Yajjala Sparsa Matrena Brahmadanda Hatati. Kevalam Deha Basmati Yajjala Sparsa Matrena Brahmadanda Hata Api Sagaratmaja Divam Jagmu Kevalam Deha Basmati Sparsa Matrena. Brahmadanda hata api sagara majadi bham jagmu nivalam deha basmavi yajjala svasamachayana Brahmadanda hata api Sagarat Majadivam Jagmu Kevalam Dehadvasa Matajis Yajjala Spasa Martena Brahmadanda Hataapi Sagarat Majadivam Jagmu Kevalam Dhyabhashmati Yajjala, whose water? Sparsamatrena, simply by touching. Brahmadandahata, those who were condemned for offending Brahma, the Self. Api, although Sagara Atmaja, the sons of Sagara, Divang, to the heavenly planets, Jagmu went, Kevalam, only Deyabhasmabhi, by the remaining ashes of their burnt bodies. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada ki. Because the sons of Sagara Maharaj had offended a great personality, the heat of their bodies had increased, and they were burnt to ashes. But simply by being sprinkled with water from the Ganges, all of them became eligible to go to the heavenly planets. What then is to be said of those who use the water of Mother Ganges to worship her? Purport. Mother Ganges is worshipped by the water of the Ganges. A devotee takes a little water from the Ganges and offers it back to the Ganges. When the devotee takes the water, Mother Ganges does not lose anything. And when the water is offered back, Mother Ganges does not increase. But in this way, the worshipper of the Ganges is benefited. Similarly, a devotee of the Lord offers the Lord patram, pushpam, palam, toyam, a leaf, flower, fruit, or water in great devotion. But everything, including the leaf, flower, fruit, and water belongs to the Lord, and therefore there is nothing to renounce or to accept. One must simply take advantage of the bhakti process, because by following this process, one does not lose anything, but one gains the favor of the Supreme Person. Om Jnanatavanandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshur Mulitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Mukham Kurtu Vachalam Bhunnang Hayate Guri Yat Kripa Taraham Vande Sigurum Dina Taranam Vancha Kapati Vyuscha Kripa Sindhu Vyavacha Patitanam Bhavani Vyo Vaisnave Vyo Namo Namah Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasati Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada quite often would mention this, that the devotees, they offer Ganges, water back to the Ganges. The Ganges, of course, doesn't benefit. So similarly, we make offerings to Krishna. You know, Krishna, he owns everything. He doesn't need anything. But a devotee will make offerings to Krishna to please him. And of course, as is mentioned here, the most important thing is the devotion. That whatever is being offered, it is being offered with devotion. And in the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Ganges has some major roles. Advaita Acharya, he enticed Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come by offering Ganges water and a tulsi leaf. And Lord Chaitanya was so pleased by that sincere offering that he descended for our benefit. Yeah. The Ganges water is very purifying. And of course, to hear the teachings, the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very purifying. And by this purification, we are able to make offerings to Krishna by which he is pleased. Also, in the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there's other roles that Mother Ganges played in his pastimes. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a young boy, maybe 12 years old, he would go to school, and then about 12 o'clock he would end his schooling, and he would go and he would play with his friends in the Ganges. And they would frolic around in the Ganges, and they would like Krishna. Krishna could, sometimes he was a little bit of a rascal, you know, steal butter and things. So Lord Chaitanya also, he was a naughty child. So when the brahmanas would be chanting Gayatri in the Ganges, Nimai Pandit would go and he would grab their feet and pull them under, and they would fall into the Ganges. And sometimes the brahmanas, they would be getting ready to make some offering to the Lord, and they would have an asana there, and they would have flower garland and, you know, different worshipful paraphernalia. So Nimai Pandit, he would go and he would sit on the asana for the Lord, and he would put the garland on, and he would eat the boga that was supposed to be offered to the Lord. And the brahmanas would be like, "What are you doing? What are you doing for Krishna?" And Nimai Pandit would say, "You're making this offering for Krishna, so I am he. So I'm just accepting what you're offering." So they couldn't understand, of course, what Lord Chaitanya was doing. But he would do, sometimes he would while they were chanting their Gayatri, sometimes he would put the holy Ganges in his mouth and he would spit on them. Special mercy. He got the Ganges water mixed with the saliva of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Of course, they couldn't understand how much mercy they were getting. So Lord Chaitanya performed many pastimes in the Ganges, and they would complain to Jagannath Misra that your boy is doing all this nonsense. We're trying to worship the Lord, and we're trying to chant our character, and he's doing all these things. And Jagannath Misra became so furious, he became so upset, he said, "I'll catch that boy and I'll beat him." So then he got word, Lord Chaitanya, he got word that Jagannath Misra, he's coming after him, so he made himself not available to be found. So many pastimes are there in the Ganges. It was sometimes Lord Nityananda, he would jump into the Ganges, but at that time there was crocodiles in the Ganges, so the devotees would be very upset, and they would jump in and try to save Lord Nityananda. Of course, who's going to hurt Lord Nityananda? So it's mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita also that of rivers, I am the Ganges. I am the flowing Ganges. So it's, again, if we bathe in the Ganges, we get purified. There's so many ways that we get purified by coming in contact with the Ganges. And also in Krishna Lila, there's some small role of Mother Ganges. Towards the end of Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, there was one big demon that came to disturb the residents of Vrindavan and to also kill Krishna. And his name was Aristasura. He's a big bull. Big bull. And as soon as the residents of Vrindavan, they saw this Aristasura, they became filled with fear and everybody went running everywhere. It's described that he was so big that the clouds sometimes they would hover around him. He was huge. And he looked mean. I don't know if some of you have seen, but there's one bull near the Goshal in Vrindavan, near our Goshal. And this bull is so big. It's not as big as Aristasura, but this bull is big. And he also looks very mean. And when I saw this bull, I was thinking, wow, this must be why this bull is by himself. There's no other cows or bulls near him. He's huge. Anybody here ever have seen him there in Vrindavan? Huge. And really mean looking. So you got an idea of how Aristasura looked and frightened all the residents of Vrindavan. So Krishna, he told everybody, don't worry, it's okay. Don't be in anxiety. I'll take care of this. So he spoke to Aristasura, why are you here disturbing all the residents of Vrindavan? You want to fight? You want to fight? Come, let's fight. And then Krishna, he's so cool, he just put his arm on one of the cowherd boys. Come on, let's fight. Come on. He's just so calm and cool. So Aristasura, he got really angry. He started, kicking his hind legs and digging up the ground behind him. And he charged Krishna. But what did Krishna do? Just nonchalantly grabbed his horn and just threw him. And this huge demon, Krishna just grabbed him and just threw him. And of course, he must have been pretty startled with that. But he got his energy up again and charged him again. And then Krishna, again, he grabbed him by the horns and threw him to the ground, broke his horn, and then just started kicking him. Such mercy. Lord Krishna is so merciful. Just kicked him to death, left his body, and went back to Godhead. You see how kind Krishna is. He kills a demon. Some demon comes to kill him. Krishna kills him. He goes back to Godhead. Krishna is so kind. So then the gopis, they heard that Krishna had killed a bull. And they said, don't come near us. Don't touch us. Don't come near us. You've killed a male cow. You have to go and perform some atonement. You have to travel all around India and get free of this. Even though he was a demon, he was a bull. You can't do that. You got to do something to make up for this. And he said, why do I have to go to the holy places? I'll bring the holy places here. So he put his heel in the ground. And the holy Ganges personified, the Sarasvati, the Narmada, all these different holy places came. And Krishna told Radharani, you see, they have come. She said, well, I don't see. Where is it? What do you mean? He said, yes. And then all these holy places personified came. Said, yes, I am Mother Ganges. I am Mother Sarasvati. I am the Narmada. I am Pushkar. So many different holy places came. And they filled this, of course, must have expanded some way. So this water went into this Shyamakun. And then Radharani said, well, we'll build our own kun. Because if we go into your kun, we're going to be all contaminated because you killed this bull. So then all these holy places personified, they said, Radharani, please let us go into your. No, that's okay. We'll get water from the what was it? The Manasa Ganga. So all the gopis, they went there to bring water. And then Krishna said to these holy places, please convince her to allow you to go in. So then they begged Srimati Radharani, please, you are the most dear to Lord Krishna, please, allow us to enter into your waters. They were begging Srimati Radharani. So finally she said, okay. So they entered. And therefore there's Shyamakund and Radhakund. And Radhakund is considered to be the most holy place on the whole planet. So devotees go there and they take the water of the Radhakund on their head and Shyamakund also to get purified. So these waters purify the living entities. And there's other ways that we get purified. We get purified by hearing the words of the Srimad Bhagavatam, of the Bhagavad Gita. We get purified by hearing the words of the pure devotee. We get purified by distributing this knowledge. Like lately I've been distributing books at the Santa Monica Promenade. Lots of purification. Very purifying. Yesterday I approached one young man. He was about 35 years old. Now that's kind of young for me. So I showed him the book. As I'm showing him the book, he said, if you want money, you're not going to get it. So I just ignored and just kept showing the book to him. And he said, you know, my wife teaches yoga. She's completely into all this. How much do you want? Well, whatever you think's appropriate. So he gave a nice donation and took the book. So sometimes we just have to, you know, they protest. You know? Just like sometimes when the doctor is giving some injection to the patient, they'll protest. And then the doctor just kind of you know, takes the tension off it or something, and then he gives them the shot. So sometimes we just have to ignore their protests and just continue. And these books are so attractive that although he was not interested, he became interested. And just a few days before that, I approached one elderly man and his grandson. And the elderly man, the grandfather, was in front, and the grandson was in behind him. So I let the grandfather go in front a little bit, then I called over the grandson and started showing him the book. And the grandfather saw after he walked a ways that his grandson was not with him anymore. So he came back, and he gave his grandson a little bit of a nudge on the elbow. Come on, let's go. But by that time, the boy had shown some interest in the book. So he ignored his grandfather and just stayed there and was listening to the presentation. And the grandfather, he stayed also. Well, he came back and he was also listening. And he appreciated it so much, he asked me, how much do you want for the book? What do you want for it? This is a good book. So he was also not interested, trying to pull the grandson away. But these books are so attractive that people become attracted to them. And there's a statement also in the Srimad Bhagavatam by Queen Kunti. She says, just as the Ganges River flows to the sea unimpeded, may my attraction to you, Krishna, increase and increase unimpeded so that I can engage in your service, so I can get purified. So this is the result of coming in contact with Krishna in any way. We get purified. By chanting the names of Krishna, we get purified. The holy Ganges had touched the feet of Lord Vishnu, therefore we get purified. By hearing the messages of Krishna, from the pure devotees or from the Shrutis and the Smritis, we get purified. So the more we do these things for the pleasure of Krishna, the more we get purified. Krishna, he is the Bhoktaram Yagatapasang. He is the enjoyer of all the activities that we're doing. And here at this temple, Sri Sri Rukmini Dwarkadis, Sri Sri Gornitai, Jagannath Balaji Maswaja, they're the enjoyers. Right from the early in the morning, they're enjoying. What time are the deities offered their sweets? What time? 3:30? 4 o'clock? So right from the early morning, they're enjoying these wonderful sweetmeats that the devotees are making for the Lord. Yeah. And then at 4:30, we're chanting the glories of the Lord. About a week ago, I saw that there were so many devotees in the temple room. I was surprised. So I counted how many devotees were at Mangalarti. I was surprised. 60 devotees were at Mangalarti. That's pretty good. Yeah. And they're all here to chant the glories of Krishna, to please Krishna. Yeah. I don't think there's any place, actually, I know there's no place in the whole Western Hemisphere where there's 60 devotees at Mangalarti. Actually, maybe at the manor. Maybe. A little competition there. Of course, you go to India. I was just at the temple there in Pune. About 120 devotees at Mangalarti. Really nice. So, what we're doing, we're glorifying Krishna in Mangalarti. And then we have Srimad Bhagavatam class, where we're glorifying Krishna again. Everything is for the pleasure of Krishna. Then we go out and we distribute books for the pleasure of Krishna so that Krishna's glories can be heard more and more. Sometimes people, they ask me when I'm on book distribution, why are you doing this? I tell them because we're on a mission trying to increase wisdom. And the highest wisdom is when you understand who you are and who God is. So this is our mission. I was just reading in a purport. Prabhupada said, knowledge means the knower, the knowable, and the process of knowing. This is knowledge. To know who we are, that we're spirit soul. We're not this body. Not an easy thing to realize, to get free of this false ego. It's such a challenge, because we've had this false ego in so many bodies. It's like a dog. He's thinking he's a dog. That's a false ego. He's not a dog. He's a spirit soul. Or the cat is thinking he's a cat. And lion thinking he's a lion. The human being is thinking that I'm American or male or female. It's false ego. To get free of this false ego is so... it's so difficult, but it's possible by constant practice and by detachment. We can get purified of this. And Krishna, he is the knowable. We're trying to learn more and more and more about Krishna. And the more we learn about Krishna, the more we chant Krishna's names, the more we're going to get purified. And then we'll go to Krishna. Just like you know this wonderful example that I quite often use when I distribute books of the chariot. You know, the chariot compared to the body and the senses are compared to the horses, and the intelligence is the driver, and the passenger is the soul. So in one purport, Prabhupada takes it a little further. He says the holy name is the bow. And the living entity is the arrow. And by our purified activities, we, the soul, are shot back by the holy name to the lotus feet of Krishna in the spiritual world. So, but to do that, we have to get purified. So we have to take this very, very seriously, this purification of our material existence and developing our love for Krishna. Then we'll be satisfied. Then we'll be completely satisfied. Nothing in this world will satisfy us. But Krishna, He'll satisfy us. Because He's wonderful. He can satisfy everyone. We can't fully satisfy anybody. But Krishna is so great, He's so wonderful, He can fully satisfy everybody. Because He's unlimited. So, on that note, is there any question or comment? Yes. Microphone is just now coming.
Thank you for a beautiful presentation, Vijay Prabhu. Could you please tell us which book it was that both the grandson and the grandfather were interested in?
It was The Journey of Self-Discovery and The Science of Self-Realization.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Very attractive books. Anything else? Okay. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Spiritual master, but also Krishna. Mostly we're glorifying Krishna. Because we chant the... there's more time for chanting Hare Krishna.
But I was thinking the spiritual master is first, because you cannot approach Krishna.
That's right.
Good point. Yeah. It was just, you want to chant.
Yes.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.